Our sports, well, I guess the big story is Major League Baseball. Now, the season, MLB claims it's not in jeopardy, but come on. You've got 14 Marlin players and employees testing positive for coronavirus. They just came out of a series with Philadelphia. The Yankees had to postpone going into Philadelphia because, of course, the Marlins occupied that dressing room. You've got a 60-game MLB season. You can't afford to have many more of these total breakdowns where 14 members of a team are testing positive for COVID. I don't care how they've expanded the rosters. You get enough teams that have to take players off the field for 14 days. You get enough teams and you disrupt the 60-game season. It's not much of a season. So we'll have to see what happens there. But, you know, baseball isn't like basketball. Basketball, the NBA, has everybody in Orlando doing their thing. The NHL has their own little Quebec, their own zone where the players are staying when they resume playing. But in Major League Baseball, you have about half the teams that are going to make the playoffs this year. Half the teams. We're going to have half the teams playing if they're not full teams. It's just ludicrous. That's all. That's my opinion. And my opinion isn't necessarily ever right. But it's my opinion on why I think it's crazy to try to continue this experiment and have a full baseball season. Why, for gosh sakes, take a look at college football's in disarray. They haven't even figured out how they're going to do college football yet. And Major League Baseball seems they aim to tighten behavior after the outbreak. I don't know. I just don't know. You've got Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher David Price. He opted out of the Major League Baseball season because of health concerns, blasting officials over player health safety. You've got a New England Patriots player, Danny Vitale. He's going to sit out the NFL season. Unbelievable. That's all you can say. We are in unbelievable, uncharted territory. Now, here's a funny story out of sports. I don't know if you saw Dr. Anthony Fauci throw his first pitch out the other night, but it was horrible. It was terrible. One of the worst I've seen. Well, a baseball card with Dr. Fauci on it was on sale for only 24 hours, and it broke all of Topps company records. The Topps Now limited edition baseball trading card featuring Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, set an all-time print record run. They sold 51,512 cards the first day. 51,000. Now that his inclusion in the cards is done, should be interesting to see what happens for the rest of the season. But let's hear it for Dr. Fauci. He's number one. He's number one. We'll see if the rest of the baseball season goes on, though. Unbelievable. It's just crazy. That's all you can say. It's just crazy. A shortened 60-game season. You already now have a bunch of Marlins that are going to have to sit out for 14 days. You can't stop the season because it didn't start until last week of July. And if they have to do anything like that, they might as well just shut the season down. just absolutely crazy times in sports. Crazy times in general, but real crazy times in sports. We've got Pat Pagano coming up. He'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.